It would be wrong of me to teach healing and then just go sit down and leave, not offer healing. But the anointing I carry is such a different anointing. It took me from a church, no, not as big as this church, and took me all around the world teaching that the Bible, what the Bible says about finances. An anointing he put in my life. And I feel that we need to plant a seed while this is fresh in your mind, that you can prepare that place where the next thing that comes up in your life, you can lay that problem there on that seed. Pastor said we can go ahead and take that offering at this time for our ministry, but we don't want you to make any checks, things like that to me. You'll make that right to the church. The church will take care of that. I don't need your name. I don't need to be sending you letters and all that stuff. And please, if you're getting a lot of letters, look at them real careful, because hands-on ministry comes at your church. Amen? But I'm going to ask you to take that seed offering. Are you peaceful with this, sir? I want you to take that seed offering. Would you just all over the room pick up that one that says seed? And with this information, you know, it's good to do a thing while it's fresh in your mind. With this information that you just got about seed time and harvest, you know, one of the things that you could do, just write on the back of this thing, memorial, something that has to happen, just like when Cornelius sent up that memorial. And, you know this, a significant seed moves the hand of God. It's all over the Bible. Now, not a significant seed to me, but a significant seed to you. If you'll do that, I'm going to speak increase over it. I've had people send offerings to me for Jerry Seville and have me lay hands on them before they went on to Jerry Seville. This anointing that came to me in Africa about 35 years ago, that anointing is still in my hands. Miracles happen everywhere financially as I speak over people's offerings. I'll speak over this offering today. Would you prepare it, please, all over the room? If you're going to use I guess you can use a bank card. I said, oh, Brother John, I'd never give to the church item a credit card. Well, you use it for everything else. Pretty good to send every once in a while, send a message down through the bank that Jesus saves. So will you prepare your offering now? And I'm going to speak that increase over it. If it's a memorial, write on the back of it something that has to happen in your life. If it's just a significant seed, write that word on it, significant seed. Take just a moment. I think I'm still in the time period, sir, that we spoke. You peaceful with everything, sir? He said, yes, good, good. Well, you heard some things today that you'll start hearing them now. Some of this will be on the TV. They'll be talking about these things. But a lot of this stuff's never been spoken anywhere else. I spoke it right here with you first time this morning. God is ready. God is ready to bless you. Anybody need another minute? Wave at me if you're not quite ready yet. Your envelope not ready. Okay, we're waiting for you. We're waiting for you. Hidden in plain sight. Isn't that amazing? Hidden in plain sight. I think to make things fall right on the right moment, ushers, would you be ready to pick this up? I'm going to ask. I'm going to do it just a little different, honey. Just a little different. When you're ready, we're just going to pass the envelopes to any end of the aisle, and the ushers will pick them up and bring them down, and I'll lay hands on them, okay? We want to know that there's parking lot out there, that a lot of times people see the parking lot full. When it's time to start, they'll just go somewhere else. So we'll have the parking lot ready for them. Anybody else need another minute? Wave at me if you still need a minute. We're waiting. I'm going to step down here if it's okay, sir. Come stand with me, Pastor. I had a birthday since I was here. I'm 82 now. Glory to God, 82. My bride's 82. My bride's 80. Married 63 years. Sister Pat wrote the book, How to Keep the Honey in the Honeymoon. Get on the internet, they're everywhere. We gave all our books away, 90,000 we shipped off to another country and said, hand them out. But they're on the internet everywhere. So just pass your envelope right to the end of the aisle, either direction to the end of the aisle. Either direction. My, my, my. Bishop Thomas said to say hello to you, that he loves you. I was speaking with him just 2 days ago. Okay. Just to the end of the aisle. When you're done, you just ship it out to the end of the aisle and they'll pick them up. Amen. Did you learn anything today? It's a great book. It's a great book. You didn't say anything, sir. Okay. We're not going to pray till you're ready, so. Okay. Anybody else? Your envelope didn't get picked up. Wave at us. Someone will drop right by and pick it up. There's some right down here, here. Yes, please.
We are a different type of church. And that is, we want you to be successful, not just when you get to heaven, but we want you to be successful here.
Yes.
Pastors will not usually speak this stuff. In fact, I have pastors that are under me down in Mexico and up in different states in America. And I tell the pastors, you are cheating the people if you're not teaching them tithing. And you are cheating the people if you're not teaching them seed time and harvest. Because they're not man's principles, they're God's principles. Listen, I know the rumors that are passed about our church. All they want is your money. Let me say, I want to get money to you. And the way to get money to you is to open heaven to you.
Here.
And that comes through God's principles, not man's principles or a church's principles. If you're offended, the offense is not because someone spoke about money. The offense is because you love money more than you love God's word.
Wow.
And so my challenge to you as your pastor, and to bring in a general of the faith, is that if we can teach you these principles, there is nothing that we cannot do for God in these last days.
Hear this.
People must be saved. Your friends, your neighbors, your enemies need Jesus. And the only way that's going to happen is when you're blessed. You see, God needs to bless you so you'll bless the house. That's why we teach these principles. I want you supernaturally, abundantly blessed so that you can be a blessing to God's kingdom. Brother Avanzini.
Pastor, lay hands with me, please. Extend your hands this way.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, I thank you there's more than enough.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, that you did not make a planet with not enough for the people.
That's right.
God, I thank you that there's more than enough. Lord, we know that wealth is here, but it's in the wrong hands.
Yes.
We speak the wealth of the wicked transfers to the children of God.
That's right.
As they operate seed time and harvest in their finances.
In Jesus'
name. Now be multiplied 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
We love you. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Mindy's coming right here. If you need prayer for anything else in your life, and you just planted a seed, make sure you get up here and have some harvest. Amen. We love you. Serve God with all of your heart. You might be wise to stay for second service. Just a thought for you. Have a great day. Serve Jesus.
I feel like praising Him. I feel like praising Him. Oh. Praising Him.